Despite COVID-19 restrictions, last year was the deadliest on record for environmental activists. A trail of blood that campaign group Global Witness says killed 227 people around the world. Like Malunje Loxakasa's mother, Fikile, who was shot dead in her living room for campaigning about an open cast mine in South Africa.
My mom wasn't against the mine. My mom was just a person who wanted to make sure that all proper procedures are followed so that both the mine and the community do gain from this.
The report paints a harrowing picture of escalating violence against offenders. Latin America remains the deadliest place for them.
Latin America has, obviously, is very rich in natural resources and also, sadly, very rich in development projects and therefore potential for conflict between communities living in and around those resources, indigenous peoples group, and those companies who want to undertake development projects and very often don't consult with those communities. Way too many occasions, sadly, there these people who are taking a peaceful stand are murdered.
Colombia has topped the list with 65 deaths, more than double than Mexico in second place, a murderous trend that has only worsened since the signing of a peace deal in the country in 2016 that has opened larger parts of the country to extractive industry and new fights for resources. Colombian human rights groups place the blame on the government for failing to protect activists and siding with the companies exploiting the resources.
It's the lack of a policy of guarantees for those exercising social and environmental leadership. And we see it when politicians fail to ratify international agreements like Escazú that fail to pass in Congress.
People on the front lines, like Mexican activist Matias Valenzuela, who fights criminal groups controlling illegal mines in the Sonora Desert, says he knows his life is on the line.
I do feel afraid that I will be harmed. I could be murdered, I could be harmed physically or harmed spiritually. And those are certain things, that those are realities that I have to face in my stance in protecting our lands.
These activists see themselves as the last line of defense against the exploitation of resources and a worsening climate. And they know all too well that there's a long way to go before they can see an end to the impunity that allows them to be killed. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.